Good morning, everyone. I'm coming from another oral, so I'm a little crazy, but it's good to be here with the Kellogg family. You can't see it, but I have no financial relationships to disclose. So I'm here to talk about the Drumming Up Data maternal child health project that I'm currently doing in Baltimore City with my community partners, Dream on Diamond Healthy Families. And Drumming Up Data is a CBPR project focused on looking at the effectiveness of a home visitation program that they're doing in Baltimore and what types of outcomes that this plays with the role of low birth weight and future birth outcomes, and also kind of the cognitive and learning curve for the children involved in the program. Drum Healthy Families is an amazing organization, and they focus on providing support to families and being a resource for families. And they take a comprehensive approach to looking at families, and they work with men and have family support groups and really focus on preparing children for healthy lives and being prepared for school. So my study is a mixed method study, and I'm looking at women ages 18 to 45 residing in particular neighborhoods that Drum services in Baltimore City. These areas have really high rates of infant mortality, and they include Druid Heights, Upton, Reservoir Hill, Rosemont, and Mondawmin neighborhoods in Baltimore City. So I'm doing focus groups, and I'll talk a little bit about what I hope to gain from the focus groups, and I'm also doing surveys, but I guess the bulk of the project would be the record extraction and doing like a QA, quality assurance, for the data that Drum has collected. They have about 10 years of data looking at birth outcomes and rates for women, and they have an amazing home visitation program that's evidence-based. So I'm going to be looking at that to see what is going on and the quality of the services that they're providing, and also looking at some very clear indications of women who have graduated and completed the home visitation curriculum program, what birth outcomes they've experienced, and looking at infant mortality and low birth weight, as well as repeat unplanned pregnancies. So here is what I hope to accomplish with my data collection. I'm looking at about the past 6 years of data with a secondary data analysis. I'm also doing a qualitative survey and qualitative focus groups and a quantitative survey. We're hoping to do a reunion with a lot of the women that have gone through Drum programming, and at that time just do a short assessment on where they are with their birth outcomes, some of the goals that they set out to accomplish as a result of going through the curriculum, and where they are with future birth outcomes. So with regards to the qualitative portion of the research, I'm looking to do 4 focus groups with very specific aims. So family support workers, who are the staff that comprise Drum, go into the home, provide home visitation for the women. And so I want to speak to them about their experiences in this setting, what are some of the strengths and weaknesses of the program, and just kind of glean from them what their perspective on their role is. And also looking at women who have gone through Drum programming and graduated successfully, which is the criteria for graduation is being in the program for a certain amount of years, reaching a certain amount of goals. So talking to those women to see, you've gone through this amazing home visitation program, how has Drum impacted your life? What are you doing now? Also looking at women who started off in the program but did not graduate, I want to talk to them and see what are kind of the needs in that situation, and then women who are currently in the program. So, like I said, for the quantitative portion, we're doing a reunion, which I'm really excited about, with women who've gone through the program over Drum's 10 years, and so I'm looking to recruit 50 families or 50 women to take this short survey, and it's really just looking at, like I said, some of the future outcomes that they've had and kind of where they are now after being in the program. So here are some of my focus group questions. I want to kind of glean from them what are some of the health issues that they perceive in their community, what do they feel are being done to address these issues, how can Drum better assist them in addressing these issues, what information are they receiving regarding family planning, or what information are the family support workers providing regarding family planning, what are some of the strengths of the program, and what are some of the weaknesses of the program. My outcome, I'm looking at how effective has DRUM been in preparing women for birth outcomes such as low birth weight and preterm birth, or preventing these outcomes? And so I'm going to look at infant mortality as an indicator and also see the results. They have not had a lot of infant mortality. Actually, we've only had one infant death, which is excellent given Baltimore City other rates. And so the one infant death that they actually had was a woman that enrolled postnatally. And so they counted, but that's the situation that really deserves some credit. And so looking at some other impact mediators of birth outcomes and women's success in the programs, and what are some of the barriers and facilitators, I think that's going to be the part that's really exciting to me, is looking at how do women feel DRUM can help them better, and what are some of the barriers to helping them, or that are preventing them actually from reaching their goals. So birth outcomes, as we know, are improved through home visitation. The women enroll in DRUM programming. They're assigned a family support worker. They set goals, whether these are personal goals, professional goals, or parenting goals, and ultimately looking at how do those goals and the enrollment in the program shape future outcomes for these women. With regards to policy and advocacy, DRUM will ideally be able to use the results of this study to improve programming, to provide better resources to the women, to use it for funding and different research opportunities. And at the federal level, we're really trying to work closely with Congressman Cummings' office with regards to using this home visitation model that is evidence-based and kind of shaping policy around that and supporting initiatives in Baltimore City and the state of Maryland to reduce and eliminate health disparities with infant mortality. So back to the competencies that are being accomplished as a result of the CBPR project, looking at and understanding the social determinants of health and developing skills for fostering social change, looking at the ability to transfer the skills I'm learning to the community, understanding the policy implications of CBPR and working with communities to translate these findings into policy, looking at grants and also expressing CBPR principles as a result of this, and looking at negotiating across community and academic groups. So in conclusion, I think this project will be really beneficial to the women who are going through the program and women that have graduated, and kind of they can get to see, one, how their input is being used to shape programming for future women, and for the women that are currently in the program, the results of this will probably shape their future home visitation services and the family planning services that they receive. And like I said, DRUM will be able to use these results in a myriad of ways to sustain themselves. And that's all I have. Thank you very much.